This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, the Premier League really is very exciting as we come. At both ends of the table, I should say, there are a number of clubs scrapping to stay in the division. It's a relegation battle. But at the top, Arsenal are top this morning on goal difference from Liverpool. And Manchester City are 1 point behind. They've all played 31 games, which means there are 7 games, if I'm right, to go. And it's a very, very hard race to predict. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Liam Brady, who's in retirement from analysis, but has agreed to do this with us, particularly as his club, Arsenal, are top at the moment. And Liam is an iconic figure at Arsenal, one of the greatest players they've ever had, and indeed that we've ever produced. Liam, I know you take a keen interest in Arsenal. How happy does this make you? Just in contrast, I tell you, Liverpool, and I'm a Liverpool fan, depressed me yesterday when they gave that goal lead away to Manchester United when they should have been 5 in front. How much does the Arsenal transformation really into a rock solid team make you happy?
Well, it does, Eamon, I have to say. They're very, very good to watch. They're very attacking. They play lovely football. They score some terrific team goals, you know, where they're putting passes together.
Yes.
Rock solid at the back. I think the goalkeeper's weathered a bit of a storm early on in the season. He's done well. The central defensive pair, very good. They've got the best defense record in the Premiership at the moment. I think they've had 14 clean sheets in the games they've played. So they're great to watch, and they fill me with more confidence than I had last year, Eamon.
Yeah, I mean, Arteta has done an amazing job. I never really thought, even as shortly back as a month ago, that they'd have the steel for the run-in. They've conceded 24 goals only in 31 games, which is a really strong record. But I thought they might be a bit brittle when it came to shove, particularly against Manchester City, for example. But they've kept Manchester City quiet in the 2 games they've played. I think both nil-nils.
We beat City early on in the season. Eh?
That's right. And then you went to Manchester.
Game at the Emirates.
Yes.
And then what was it, a week ago? Just a little over a week ago, they went and, as you say, kept City quiet. Gabriel and Saliba kept Haaland quiet. They didn't give him hardly any chances, and they got a very, very valuable point.
Yes,
up in Manchester. Rice has made a hell of a difference when it comes to the steel in the team.
Yes,
and also the composure. I think he's a very composed player. He doesn't panic. I think, last season Arsenal were a bit like, they hadn't been there before, they hadn't done it, and they got very nervous, and there was a little bit of panic set in, I think.
Yes.
I think this year is a completely different team for the things I've mentioned. Saliba and Gabriel have been together all practically all the season, and they're a formidable partnership at the centre of defence. And Rice in front of him has been outstanding. You know, it looked a lot of money when Arteta paid 100 million for him at the start of the season, but it looks a bargain now.
I agree. I think he's always been an outstanding player, but he does give them that bit of steel. He reads the game really well. He passes the ball with both feet. He's a team player, and you can see that his relationship with other players is very good. He's a good lad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see that.
He's been good for the team spirit. He's a leader. Although he's not the captain, he has immense leadership qualities. And the other lad that's done well recently is Havertz. I think he's got 5 goals in 7 games. I think we spoke about a month ago about him when he'd kind of turned the corner, but he's gone on from there, and he's playing with a hell of a lot of confidence. And he was excellent against Brighton at the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw the match. Yeah,
playing really well. Linking up play. If it comes to him in the air, he can handle the aerial challenges that come his way. He's really turned the corner in the last 2.5 months.
Yeah, and he was at Chelsea for a long time, and I remember thinking and maybe saying to you or John, you know, what does this guy do? Because he didn't deliver, and he'd cost a lot of money for Chelsea.
Well, Chelsea's been a very hard platform for any player, hasn't it, really?
Yes.
He did score the goal in the Champions League final when Chelsea beat Man City two or three seasons ago. And he started off at Chelsea quite well, but then lost his way. But so did many, many players at Chelsea because of the turmoil that's been going on at that club, and it's still ongoing, isn't it?
It is. I feel sorry for Pochettino. He looks like a man who's suffering terribly. The other player I want to talk to you about, there's a couple actually. Jorginho, who again travelled from Chelsea, he's never looked quite, you know, the player he looks these last few games. He and Havertz. And the other player that I think has fascinated me is Saliba. I don't know where they got him. He's really, I think he's a real good defender. Tell me about where he came from, Liam, and what a difference he's made.
Well, he came from France, from a small club, and they paid quite a lot of money for him. And Arteta didn't take to him initially, and they sent him on loan. And I think he went on loan to Saint-Étienne.
Yeah.
And he started to play really, really well, so well that he was attracting a lot of interest as regards buying him. And it was a time when Arsenal were kind of trying to balance the books with the players they brought in, and it looked as if Arteta might sell, but I think he had a rethink, and he gave the lad a chance, and he really, really took to the Premier League, and he's a bit like Van Dijk, Eamon. You know, maybe not as much as a footballer as Van Dijk, but still very comfortable on the ball, very, very quick, very strong in the air. And he's created this partnership with Gabriel. Now, Gabriel last year, he's a left-footed centre-back.
Yeah.
He made a few mistakes. It cost us, cost Arsenal a few goals in very important games. But I think when Saliba's with him, he's a different player, you know.
Right.
Saliba, we lost at a very important stage of the season last year, and I think it counted for a lot. So those two together, and as I described Saliba, very composed, very assured. You know, he showed against, the pair of them showed against Haaland, that Haaland couldn't outmuscle them, he couldn't outrun them. And I don't know whether you saw the tackle that Gabriel put in the last minute against Brighton, Eamon. Did you?
I did, I was watching the match.
And see how they all reacted to keeping a clean sheet,
you know? Yes.
I think it was an indication of that these players really believed that they could win the title this year.
Yeah. And last player I'll ask you about, Liam, is Saka. He's England's outside right, I suppose we'd say, or he's certainly a wide player now. He's a very, very talented lad, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And he gets a lot of goals. He gets a lot of assists. even though he's predominantly very left-footed. If they show him down the line, he can go for it, you know, on his right foot.
Yeah.
He's decent right foot, very fast, works hard for the team, has a very good understanding with Odegaard. There's another player.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Odegaard.
Yeah,
he's the captain of the team.
They have a very good understanding, you know, little 1-2s around the edge of the box when there's a lot of bodies around there and things are tight. They manage to play these very subtle 1-2s and get in behind the defense. And Odegaard has been terrific. He was another one that I wasn't too sure about. I have to.
Where did he come from, Liam?
He came from Real Madrid. They bought him as a kid from Norway at 17 years of age or 16 years of age. And he struggled to break into the team. And Arteta took him on loan. And he played quite a few games for us on loan, but I was never too convinced. And then when we signed him, I thought, oh, that might be a mistake. But it's proven that I'm not a great judge. And Arteta is. He's really settled into the team. Arteta gave him the captaincy about a year ago, and he's really been pulling the strings in behind the striker. You know, he plays the most advanced of the midfield players, but he works very, very, very hard for the team and has a good understanding with all the players around him.
Yeah, and they look a settled side, Liam. They haven't had many injuries at all. I want to ask you about one player that a lot of Edisons might wonder about, because I thought that he was a terrific player. Kieran Tierney, he went there from Celtic. I loved him at Celtic. I thought this guy should be playing at a higher level. And when he went to Arsenal, I thought he did well. But he's kind of hasn't been in the team at all, really, this year. And, of course, at the weekend, Zinchenko, the Ukrainian, was in the team, and he's not even the number one man at left back now. What happened to Tierney, Liam?
Well, he picked up a few injuries and, you know, he was a little bit in and out because of injury. And I think Arteta went in a different direction. He's actually on loan somewhere, Eamon. Could be in Spain. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably on the verge of leaving us because Zinchenko, I think when you're going to dominate a team, Zinchenko's the man, you know. He'll link up, he'll go inside into midfield, a bit like Guardiola likes his fullbacks to do, and he becomes the extra midfield player. But there's a Polish lad come in the tougher games, Kior, big, tall lad. I think he's more of a centre-back than a left-back. But he's done a good job defensively for Arsenal in that position. He played up at Manchester City, but I think when Arteta feels that he's going to dominate teams, that's when Zinchenko will probably come in the side. And then you've got Martinelli, you've got Trossard, who's been an excellent squad player, comes on and scores goals.
Yeah, he's a very good player.
It's really difficult to find any weak link in the Arsenal team at the moment.
Yeah, Jesus, I suggest, hasn't really delivered. He's Brazilian, he's flamboyant. He's not a starter with Arsenal. I think he started on Saturday, but he's not a starter generally. He's been a bit of a disappointment, but they've got 7 games to go now, Liam. They have a very small advantage in goal difference, or actually a big advantage over Liverpool. And Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal don't meet each other again. So it's down to what they can do against what are lesser teams. You'd need to respect, I think, Arteta. He's a Basque, which I didn't know until recently. And Basques are renowned for being proud, stubborn, strong people. Sometimes his antics on the touchline are too much. Not for me. I don't mind antics, but I know John, for example, doesn't like it. He's done a hell of a job there, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. Well, he started off really well. He won the cup in his first season. It was the COVID Cup, I think, when they won it. You know, nobody was going to the games. But he got a trophy under his belt straight away. And then he struggled, I think, for the next season. I think they bought badly, you know.
Yeah.
He renewed David Luiz's contract. I thought that was a big mistake, you know.
Yes.
And we bought... He had a lot of players that the club had brought in under Unai Emery and the guy that was running the transfer business at the club. And he had a lot to sort out. But luckily, there's a good few kids coming along. You mentioned Saka, there was Smith Rowe.
Yes.
Then he started to buy young players, you know, Saliba, Gabriel. And, you know, he's really, really put a strong team together. Now, it's a great league this year. It's a great league this year, Eamon, because very rarely do we have three teams in the mix, do we? You know,
no, it's three very good teams.
It's one pulls away or two pulls away, and it's between those two. Last year, it was Man City and Arsenal fell away towards the end. But I think this season, all three teams are going to go, you know, go for it tooth and nail right to the very end. And you'd have to say Manchester City are still the favourites because they've been there and done it so many times.
Yes.
And I've looked at the fixtures. I don't know whether you looked at them.
I have looked. I do. I have looked at them.
I know John, if John was with us today, he would say, well, you know, you just have to take every game in turn and not be worried about and not think about, well, that's 3 points or that's a difficult game.
Yes.
You've got to take every game on its merits. And he's probably right. But I was looking at the fixtures before speaking to you today, and I think Manchester City have the easier run in.
Yes.
You know,
they do.
They play a lot of teams down the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
The one fixture they have that you would say, Spurs away. Spurs might get something. The date of it is to be yet to be announced, I think, because of Champions League. But that looks a really tough fixture where Arsenal have got to go away to Spurs and they go away to Man United and, you know, a couple of others, Villa, who are pushing for the Champions League. So I would say Manchester City have a slight advantage with the fixtures to come, Eamon.
Right. And of course, with their experience as well. I know that you saw the Liverpool-Manchester United match yesterday. It was some match. People who saw it won't forget it because of the nature of the goals and because Liverpool really killed United in the first half. They tore their midfield, such as it was, to ribbons, and chance after chance, half chance after half chance. It was painful to watch as a Liverpool fan, and I think that point they dropped to United may hurt them. But what did you make of it yourself, as a neutral, as it were?
Well,
the draw is what you were hoping for.
The last time I spoke to yourself and John was on the podcast was after the cup match. You know, that was a crazy match.
Oh, crazy,
yesterday, in many ways, was a crazy match.
It was.
As you say, Liverpool should have been five up, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw the interviews after the game, but Klopp was asked.
I did.
Question, and the guy said to him, well, both teams have mixed feelings. Both teams think they should have won it. And Klopp said, what, Man United think they should have won it?
Yeah.
Because they had so many chances to put the game away, like three or four. And then, of course, you know, who was the lad that made the mistake with the pass? He's a new lad, a young lad.
His name is, it's Kwanzaa.
He is a young lad.
He is a good player, but that was terrible.
That was a terrible mistake. He could have rolled the ball out to Salah out wide or gone back to Quibbin Kelleher, the goalkeeper.
Yes.
Instead of that, he played a really sloppy pass. And to be
fair to Fernandes,
he did do something.
Yeah.
But you were right. The Liverpool overran Man United in midfield. They were never getting a kick, and they should have been four up at half time. But that's been Liverpool's a little bit of their weakness this year. I know
it has.
And they've given away sloppy goals, which Arsenal are not doing, you know?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The other thing I wanted to put to you, Liam, and I did it myself in a Star column this morning, all the great teams, all the winners, now you'd know this better than anyone because you played for Juventus and won two championships with them, that clean sheets are everything, aren't they? I mean, even the great Arsenal team that you played in, George Graham was there, and Don Howe was coaching there with Bertie Mee, and of course the Manchester United teams of Ferguson, you know, good centre-halves, Liverpool teams, with Lawrenson and Hansen. I mean, give nothing away. You have to have clean sheets, don't you? And Liverpool just don't do clean sheets.
That's right. And if you go a goal up, that should be it, shouldn't it?
All yeah, the absolutely.
Great winners of the you know, George Graham with Tony Adams and Martin Keown and Bold and those lads, if they got one up, you probably, that was it. You
with
know?
Night Irene, yeah.
And Liverpool teams of old as well. And as you mentioned, Alex Ferguson teams were very hard to beat, but Liverpool have been sloppy in the amount of goals they've given away, and they've made hard work of some of the games that they should have really won comfortably. And you know, they so that is a little bit of a worry if you're a Liverpool fan. But
yes,
you know, Klopp said after the game, "Come on, you know, don't be blaming people. Let's get our heads down and work on for the next game." And you know, there's no better man in this situation, I don't think, than
he's a good man, I think, and a decent guy as well. But
it makes for a great
it does,
finish, doesn't it? Seven games to go, you know. And as you say, they don't have to play one another. So let's see what they can do.
Yeah, and I think Liverpool are resigned to the fact that they've got to win seven games. I think there's a small bit of slack for Arsenal and Manchester City. And as you say, City have been there and done it. And De Bruyne, I watched the game with Crystal Palace. I mean, he scored, I don't know if you saw the goal, but it was an equalising goal.
Yeah.
I've rarely seen, if ever, a better strike.
Yeah. He just had a little glance up as he was just controlling the ball and boom, right in the top corner, far side. The lad from Man United got a great goal as well. Some great goals. This Manu got a great goal.
Didn't he did, Fernandez
goal.
He did.
A great goal. So, but De Bruyne, and then the left-footed shot, he just drilled it in, didn't he, from the edge of the box as well.
Yeah.
He's class act when he's on his game, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Well, no doubt about that. And I just, before we let you go, Liam, and it's great, and we appreciate the fact that you came on, out of retirement. If Arsenal win the league, maybe he might do one more gig for us. But they've got a great chance. I think I'd make it kind of City favourites for the reason you said. They won't be scared of it. They've a deep squad as well, a deeper squad than Arsenal. I'm not sure Liverpool, anybody has a deeper squad than Liverpool if they have their act together. Just to say before we let you go, Liam, very sad news yesterday. It's in this morning's papers. a friend of mine who used to be my roommate, Joe Kinnear, has died at the age of 77. I don't know if you knew.
Yes, I did, Eamon. Yeah, I read about it. I've been reading about it this morning.
He died of dementia.
I know he was a good big mate of yours, but mate of mine as well.
Oh, really? Liked Joe,
Yeah, he was a character, wasn't he?
He was funny.
Although he was born in Dublin, he was brought up in London, and he had this Cockney kind of character, didn't he? And he was always up for taking the mickey and, you know, making fun of things and things like that. But he was a very, very good player. He played in my debut for Ireland against the Soviet Union.
Did he?
And he had the Mark Block in, who was, you know, the European player of the year.
Dynamo Ukrainian. Kiev.
Ukrainian playing for, how things have changed now.
Yes.
Ukrainian playing for the Soviet Union, playing with Russia. And Joe marked him brilliantly. And he also made the goal for Don Gibbons in the, with a brilliant cross that Don scored with a great header. But I knew Joe had been ill for the last 6 years, Eamon.
He had dementia.
Alzheimer's, and he didn't recognize anybody, which was a terrible shame, you know.
He was a good lad, a fun lad.
I was very sad to read it yesterday because, as you well know, he was a great character.
He was a
smashing footballer. He had great success with Spurs.
Yeah.
Won the cup with Spurs and won the League Cup. Yeah. What did he used to say to you, Eamon? Get your medals on the table.
Exactly. Yeah, but when we were going out at night, the two of us, there was only one medal winner, and it was me, baby. But he was, we went to play Turkey. I think you'd disappeared at that stage. And we arrived, we played them in Ankara, which was in Joe's vernacular. He said, "Eamon, what kind of a carsy is this?" And he decided there was no, we lost 2-1. Actually, John made a rare appearance in that game. But Joe was a great character. He loved coming to Ireland. He was very proud, actually, to be Irish. And we wish his family our best condolences. It was very sad. And he was, of course, responsible for the crazy team at Wimbledon.
That suited him down to the ground, didn't it?
Yes, it was Joe.
It was a fit, wasn't it?
It was a very good fit.
And same from me, Eamon. Sincere condolences to all his family and friends.
Yeah. Okay, Liam, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And if Liverpool don't win the league, I hope Arsenal do. Thank you very much indeed. We're very grateful to Liam. To all of you for listening, that's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.